Welcome to True Worldview, your place for intelligent conversation on ultimate questions and the issues that matter. I'm Christy Johnson. I'm here with Paul Dean. Today, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus. Obviously, it's on the forefront of everyone's minds, everyone across the world, really. Where I am in California right now, we are under a shelter-in-place order, which means we can't leave our homes except for doing essential activities. And it's really a scary time. So we want to talk about it because that's all we're all thinking about right now. And it's important to bring truth into the equation. We want to talk about some of the dangers, obviously, but also we want to mention some of the hype that the media is bringing to it and how we as Christians can think about it. And also maybe some of the people who are using it as an opportunity for their agenda, to promote their agenda. And also, above all, we want to talk about what God is doing in this, because he is sovereign and it did not catch him by surprise. So we are eager to talk about this with you all today because it's so important.
That's right, Christy. And what we face is a very real threat. It's a very real danger, as you alluded to just a moment ago. There may be other viruses that are more dangerous. We know, for example, that tuberculosis kills over 1 million people each year. We know that it's highly contagious. We know that seasonal flu kills thousands of people each year, and other things, of course. But there's no doubt that this particular virus poses a threat. We know that people have, in fact, died. We know that more people, sadly, will die. We know that more and more people will be infected. The elderly are particularly susceptible. Those who have underlying health issues and those who are immunocompromised, they are at high risk. The rest of us may fare a lot better. It seems that we'll either have no symptoms or mild symptoms, and if we get even more difficult symptoms, we'll weather the storm, as it were. It'll be like the seasonal flu. But nevertheless, it's something that, like anything else, we need to take precautions. I think we always need to, cover our mouths when we cough and wash our hands. And, when people are sick, they don't need to come into public spaces if they can help it. And so those things are things that we should be doing all the time anyway, because you never know what could happen or who you might infect, as it were. So, yeah, it's a real threat, and that's why everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, and I think one of the main things that everyone's talking about is, why is the government reacting so heavily the way they are? Because I do understand, I mean, this is a question that I'm asking. I do understand that it is dangerous, and there have been even young people who have caught it. I don't know statistics or whatever, but that's what they're saying. But for the government across the world even to issue such heavy-handed, rulings, like ordering us to stay in our homes except for necessary activities, or shutting down restaurants and bars and movie theaters and sporting events. I mean, this is unprecedented. These are uncharted waters, as it were. And I think all of us are really worried and wondering why it's such a big thing that these dramatic and drastic measures are happening.
Well, that's true, and those are concerning. And, I think the average person probably thinks that, this coronavirus is bigger and more threatening than some would say. And when I say some, I'm talking about medical experts. And so, if people think that, then these measures make sense. But you've put a question on the table. There are credible sources with credible evidence who point out certain things. Some, for example, would say that this whole thing could be a hoax. In other words, the virus is real and people are dying, but the massive nature and all of the response, mm-hmm. That could be a hoax just to take our liberties away from us. We know that governments have done things like this in the past. They've created false flags, whether it be a war or whether it be, you know, lying about something that's happened here, there, everywhere, in an effort to get the public on board with them. I mean, we could think of just things that we're all aware of, like, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin, you know, that put us into the Vietnam War, as it were. President Johnson lied to us about that. And I'm not trying to go down that road. You know, I think of 9/11 and how it was used to take away a lot of our liberties, the Patriot Act. And the problem is, when the crisis is over, we don't get those liberties back. And so that's what some people are thinking. I've heard other people say, you know, people have engaged in experiments and what would happen with reference to population control, and this could be part of that, you know. And I've heard that, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm just putting some things on the table. I mean, you asked a question, you know, was this a virus that a Chinese lab was working on for whatever the reason, and it got out by accident? I've heard that. I've heard that some point to certain evidence that says, no, it's a U.S. bioweapon and it got released by accident. Others, you know, would say that, you know, the world's economy has been teetering for a long time, teetering in the sense that it's going well. But, you know, the economic policies that are in place and the debt that we're mounting up, particularly here in the United States, that can't last forever. The bubble's going to burst. And if that bubble bursts, then there's a lot of policymakers whose heads will roll, as it were. And so what better way to shift the blame to something else than when this virus comes along, you create the need to shelter in place, as it were, and a lot of folk can't go to work. And when there is a recession or even a depression, an economic downturn, you blame the virus instead of the policymakers. So I don't want to go down these roads too far, but there are any number of things that could be in play here in terms of why the overreaction. You know, the overreaction is one thing, and the media hype only adds to that.
Yeah, it does add to it, and then it creates even more overreaction. And I think just like with any issue, we really do see kind of two different sides to the story, sort of. You know, we have, you know, respected doctors saying that, you know, I'm glad that the government is doing these things, but, you know, to stop the spread of the virus. And it seems to me that at least on social media and on the news and everything, it seems like nobody's really asking the big question and mentioning the things that you just mentioned, which are all very real, and you can find it on the internet, and it's well documented and you know, accredited and all that kind of thing, trustworthy. But it just seems like with any issue, there is just this divide. And as Christians, especially me as a you know, a young person, it's concerning because I'm trying to, you know, really like solidify my belief system and my, you know, how do I kind of like my values and how do I know who to trust and how do I know what is true? And it's kind of a scary thing when you have two different viewpoints, I'm guessing. And so I'm saying, as Christians, we need truth more than ever so that we can navigate this and see God's hand at work, but also not just buy into the mainstream media and at the same time not buy into other stuff that's not true, but we really need to find the truth.
Well, that's exactly right. And a lot of this is because of the media hype. You know, they love ratings. That's what they're about. And so they're going to jump on everything. But there's a lot of misinformation and it creates a divide. And that's the sad part. And how do you know who to believe or what to believe? And if your only source of information is the mainstream media, then yeah, you're going to be in the dark. Mm-hmm. But just think about division that's created by some of the actors themselves. You know, who is the individual that is in the Trump administration that's I don't even know his title or his name. I've said it many, many times. I don't want to sound ignorant, but is it Fauci, Anthony Fauci? Is that how you say it? I've never heard it spoken because I do not watch the the mainstream media anymore, but I read extensively. But, you know, when he was speaking to Congress, he said that the threat of the COVID-19 disease is no more than the seasonal flu that we experience year in and year out. But when he was talking on television, he said that COVID-19 was 10 times more deadly than seasonal flu. Now, the question is, why did he say two different things? And again, I'm not going to ascribe any motive to him, but that's part of the confusion. He himself is saying one thing to Congress. He's saying something else on television. And of course, the television, the media, they're going to pick up on what's most salacious, as it were, 10 right. times more deadly. And then people hear that. And that's where a lot of the panic has come from. That's where a lot of the you know, folk being scared, that kind of thing. And so the media, rather than being part of the solution, they're actually part of the problem. Though we do get good information. For example, when the you know, they come out with a plan and they want people to follow it, and then we could talk about whether or not, you know, it's manipulated and all that. But at least they get certain information out. Mm-hmm. But here's one thing. You've got, you know, medical experts agreeing with the plan, as you said. But, Christy, you have other doctors and medical experts who do not agree with the plan. Right. And we don't want to get too technical because we're not medical experts. But some are saying that, you know, quarantining could actually make the situation worse. And they've got statistics to back it up and science to back it up. And they essentially are saying part of the reason is, when you keep people closed up inside, they don't get sunshine vitamin D. And sunshine vitamin D is the number one thing that folk need to combat viruses such as this, because it's your immune system which needs to be working properly, which fights these things off. And your immune system's not going to work as it should without sunshine vitamin D. That's why you have a lot more colds and flu and viruses in the wintertime than you do in the summer.
That's exactly right. And isn't there a difference actually between the COVID-19 and coronavirus as a whole?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a difference. I mean, you have coronaviruses. We've known that for a long time. Certain flus or whatever come from them. But COVID-19 is the particular disease that comes from a coronavirus. And, you know, the issue there is, you know, we just need to do some research, personal research into, you know, certain medical issues. What, why do we get viruses? How are viruses transmitted? When are they transmitted? I mean, a lot of scientists, you know, years ago asked the question, what is the seasonal stimulus for flu? It comes and goes. Well, where does it go when it doesn't come? And so you figure out that, oh, wait a minute, most people get the flu in the winter, not the summer. I've said for years and years, you know, if you live in a warmer climate, you're going to be more healthy than if you live in a colder climate. That is a fact. I mean, a lot of folk are worried about skin cancer, and perhaps rightly so. But at the same time, it's far better to live in a warmer climate. You don't, you know, your immune system works better in a warmer climate because sunshine vitamin D is one of those things that your immune system needs to work properly. So if we're saying anything in the medical realm, and I'm not a medical expert, so I don't want to get into too much detail, but if we're saying anything in the medical realm, we're saying you need more sunshine vitamin D, you need to take vitamin C, you need to take zinc. These things are necessary for your immune system to work properly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and the sad thing, you know, with this quarantine, or, you know, obviously quarantine is a word that people are now using to not actually mean what the word quarantine means, but in this sheltering in place, whatever we're going to call it, social distancing, what we're doing now is asking people to stay inside, which, yes, we're still allowed to go outside and exercise and that kind of thing, but a lot of people don't know that. And so what you end up with, or a lot of people don't want to, they're afraid because of the media, the hype from it, and what you end up with is a lot of people staying inside and not getting the vitamin D that they really, really need. And then that kind of makes it worse.
Sure. And that's a definite problem. And so there are a lot of medical experts we were talking about. There's division who are saying, no, this is not the route that we need to take. And again, I'm not saying ultimately, you know, who's right, who's wrong. I've got my own opinion, but, you know, Christy, we do know, as we alluded to, you know, a little bit earlier, that, you know, there are a lot of opportunists out there. You know, we might wonder what the differing motivations for different actors across the globe are in this thing. And, you know, I'll just throw this on the table because we want to move on a little bit further, I think. But regardless of your political leanings, there's one thing that we can all agree on. It is an election year. And those who have a visceral hatred of President Trump are using this crisis against him every way they can. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, Russia didn't work and, you know, all the other things that they've tried to do. And I'm not saying anybody's orchestrating this, but I am saying that they're, you know, there's all this talk in you know, from both sides of the political aisle. Let's speak with one voice. This is a crisis. Let's don't be partisan. And yet, no, they can't help themselves. They're all being partisan, and they're using this to they're trying to blame this whole thing on the president. It's interesting. On the one hand, you hear those on the left, you know, saying prior to this virus, the president is arrogating too much power to himself, and now they're mm-hmm. urging him to arrogate more power to himself because he hasn't mm-hmm. done enough. And, you know, on a future broadcast, I definitely want to talk about the fact that our constitutional rights have just been trampled. I mean, this isn't just me saying this, or, you know, people out on these fringe, you know, internet websites. We've mentioned the internet a couple of times. So, you know, we don't get all our information from the internet. But Judge Andrew Napolitano, for example, wrote a good piece recently on how our constitutional rights are being trampled with, you know, banning us from restaurants, banning us from, you know, gathering, you know, in church, for example. So,
no, I can't. I mean, and literally, it is a legal order, a mandate from my government here in Santa Clara County that I cannot visit my friends. I can't go to church. I, you know, unless I'm helping someone, an elderly person or someone that I need to be caring for or whatever, but it's a legal mandate.
Yeah.
And it's unprecedented.
Well, it is. Yeah. And so, you know, the more we suffer, the more these extraordinary measures are taken, you know, the more that political actors can, like I say, place the blame on the president. And, you know, in one sense, you know, we all expect an October surprise every time the election rolls around. But you think about how everyone praised President Obama for his handling of, what was it, the swine flu. And he needed nothing until 4,000 Americans had already died. And President Trump, he takes his first action essentially only after 49 Americans had died. And yet President Trump has botched this thing to the point, say they, that his presidency is over. I mean, and again, you know, I don't think his presidency is over. But if you say things like that and you have enough headlines like that and people buy into the idea his presidency is over, well, it may very well be over. But and who knows what the future holds. Certainly Trump doesn't want to hurt himself. I think Trump, in a lot of ways, is probably doing what he thinks is the right thing based on the advice that he's getting. But he's certainly not pristine either. He's obviously, he's very happy to take advantage of certain things and say certain things. So I'm not out here completely defending President Trump, but I'm saying there are opportunists out there. And if we don't realize that there's some manipulation going on, and if we don't realize that there are two sides even to the medical equation, if we don't do our own research, then we remain ignorant to our own peril. I guess that's what I would want to communicate in all of this, Christy. It's just an admonition to anyone who's listening, but especially, you know, believers. It's an admonition to be informed. You know, God says, and you can, you know, not take it out of context, but you can make an application. You know, God says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, ultimately a lack of knowledge of him. But all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says to the Colossians. So we ought to be informed. It's not that you have to be an expert in the medical field or politics or anything like that. We all have our different callings and gifts and talents and passions, but at the same time, we don't need to have our heads in the sand either, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. And you are absolutely right. We do need to be more informed. And I think the truth of the matter is that most people, and we've said this before, it sounds like we're beating a dead horse, but I'm not trying to do that. It's just where we are as a culture. Most people get their news and their facts, you know, opinions or whatever from the mainstream media, from the mainstream news. And we're not well read, because I think most people, just like me, I get the majority of my news from Facebook, Instagram. You know, I think my generation, that's like what most people do. I'm not saying everyone, but most people. And I think that this situation and the fact that we've kind of fell for the bait and just like grabbed on to the agendas that they're trying to push to us, because we're only getting our sources, we're only getting our information from mainstream sources and not being well read across the board. And it's true, we're not reading multiple sources from multiple different angles to create an informed, robust, well-rounded worldview. And I think if anything, this situation shows us more than ever that we can't afford to do that anymore. Our liberties are being taken away from us, and we can't just sit back and only listen to the mainstream media. We have to have rational, well thought out, well informed, robust worldviews so that we know how to respond to situations like this. And, you know, like you said, we'll talk about those, you know, liberties being taken away and that kind of thing on a future episode. And I think also what we need to do in our next episode is let's talk about what God is up to. I think the most important questions ever are always the ultimate questions. What is God doing in this situation? I think a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are worried and anxious. And you know what? A lot of people are hurting. Many, 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 many people are hurting, losing jobs, losing work, not being able to pay their bills. And there's a lot of desperate people right now. And I think we can maybe provide some hope on our next episode and talk about what God is doing. Does that sound good to you?
Absolutely. That's what we need to do. I mean, we've been talking about, you know, certain things that are going on, certain things that could be going on, you know, certain things in the human realm. And, you know, I'm reminded of, you know, what Rahm Emanuel said. He said, you never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before. And so that's the opportunists, that's the human manipulators. But these things have not caught the sovereign Lord of the universe by surprise. The coronavirus is not taking God by surprise. Whatever opportunists are doing has not taken the Lord by surprise. What people are going through, what people will go through medically, economically, has not taken God by surprise. And like you say, Christy, God is on the throne, and we must ask ourselves, what is it that God is doing? Because only knowing him and thinking about his providence is going to give us the hope that we need. So we'll talk about that next time on True Worldview.
You've been listening to True Worldview, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical perspective. To access archive broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Thanks for listening, and join us next time on True Worldview. And the gospel.